encouraged to go into specialties, maybe more so than discouraged from going into general practice. But when you were looking at going to medical school and so forth, what?
Well, I think all the way through medical school, I saw myself as a family physician.
Okay.
In the future, so it was not looking for career choice information.
Yeah.
During medical school, and in those days there was you did an internship and you got your license and you go into practice.
Yeah.
And so I did that with a classmate, a guy named Jim Small, and we went to Aurelia together to join a group practice in Aurelia called the Harvey Clinic. I was there for 2 years. I enjoyed what I was doing, but even before the first year was over, I had a sense that there were a lot of people going through my practice about whom I was not knowing enough to be helpful to them. And I didn't know what it was that I was missing. And I thought, maybe I'm just not sort of cut out for this. Maybe I should reconsider. And I had enjoyed pediatrics. So I wrote a letter to my former professor of pediatrics and told him exactly my situation, that I was uncertain, but that I thought I would like to do a year of pediatrics. And he said, well, we can't take you this year. We'll take you next year. So after the second year in practice,
right,
I went back to residency training. And I did a year with Alex Bryans at Queens. And in the department at that time were several people who were important to me as teachers, Alex being one. Don Delahay was another, a general pediatrician. Another was Dave Alexander, who eventually became one of the first jointly heads of family medicine in the new department,
right,
in Queens.
Yeah.
And a guy named Partington. Dr. Partington was, I can't remember his first name or not. He was interested in developmental stuff and genetics,
mm-hmm,
and stuff like that. So they were good teachers and I had a good time there. But I knew even after the first 2 or 3 months that I wasn't going to be happy as a pediatrician, because being a pediatrician didn't really give you a mandate to be the family doctor.
Right.
I mean, you had a lot of family interaction, but you could not really address the problems of the parents in front of you, or the grandparents or the rest of the family. And I missed that as part of being pediatric and training, yeah, pediatrician in training. So then I had some discussions with the director of our internship program at that time, who was Dr. Larry Wilson, who was an internist, an endocrinologist, and generalist. And I talked to him about the future, and I said, I think I want to continue in family practice. I think there might be a future for teaching in medical schools for family practice, but I'm just trying to figure out how to prepare myself for that. And his advice to me was, well, do 2 years of peds and 2 years of internal medicine and get a Royal College specialty in anything. And then you could be an academic family doctor if you chose. And I didn't want to go through that. That isn't the kind of thing I wanted. But I did do a year of general internal medicine after that.
Okay.
During that year, I read an article in the newspaper. This guy named John Evans is coming to Hamilton to set up a new medical school.
Right.
And the new medical school was going to be all about primary care. And I thought, gee, maybe there's something there. So I wrote Dr. Evans a letter, and he invited me to come down and talk to the guys in his developing department of family practice, of which Ron McCauley was the leader of four people.
Right.
There was Ron McCauley, Cliff Reed, Bob McMillan, and Al McFarland.
Okay.
And they had committed themselves to this new medical school as a group of family doctors to develop residency training and so forth. So I went there for a year, and I had heard during that interval before I got there that there was a program at the University of Illinois in Chicago run by a guy named George Miller about teaching and evaluation in medicine. And it was a 6-week course. So I negotiated with the McMaster group and said, I'd like to come, but I'd really like to do this 6-week course. And they thought that would be a good idea, so they agreed to support me doing that, and they did. And I got there, and besides George Miller, who was a broad general educator and an internist, there was an educator named Christine McGuire, who was a very strong person in evaluation. So I had 6 weeks course there. And during that time, I got a call from Hugh Scott, who was a former roommate of mine from Queens, who had just finished cardiology training and had found himself at Michigan State University at the Office of Medical Education, Research, and Development, led by Hilliard Jason. And he said, Hugh said, "You should come down here. This is really interesting stuff." And so I talked to my wife, and I talked to the people at McMaster, and John Evans said he would support me for an Ontario fellowship, Ontario government fellowship for training, to go for a year to Michigan State. On the con and the re only condition on the grant was that I would return to Ontario. So I did that, and I learned a lot about education and about philosophy of education and about medical care and about interprofessional stuff. There was a strong interprofessional feeling at Office of Medical Education, and some really good teachers there as well. And during that time, I read an article in The Lancet by Ian McWhinney about the academic discipline of family practice, general practice. And I wrote him a letter and thanked him for his article because it had helped me crystallize some thinking. And he returned in return indicated that he was actually looking at going to Canada. And within the next 3 or 4 months and a couple of letters, he had invited me to go and meet him at Western University, Western Ontario, which is now Western Ontario, which is now Western,
Western, yeah, that's
not
right.
just Western.
Yeah.
To go there, and I got on the train in the middle of winter time and went to see Ian in February
Wow.
At London, Ontario, and he offered me a position, and I accepted, and we ended up going there.
Great.
So, and I ran a clinical team
Right.
of family practice with 4 other family physicians. I shared the clinical work and the teaching with Ian McWhinney
Okay.
on that team.
Right.
And I did that for 5 years out of the St. Joe's Family
Oh,
Medical
St.
Center
Joe's,
in
okay.
London.
Yeah, all right.
And it started, St. Joe's started out of the bowels of the St. Joseph's Hospital in the outpatient department.
Right.
Then they moved into a facility on Oxford Street, a new building, a new
Right.
facility. And then later, after after I left and went to Halifax, we were situated. They eventually would switch again so that they were, can't remember the name of the street now,
Platts
but
Lane, I think.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's Pratt,
Right.
Platts Lane
Right.
in London. So they moved to
Right.
another practice.
Yeah.
So they're still there. That the St. Joe's Family
Right.
Medical Center is still there. So I was there for 5 years, and then I went to
Okay.
Dalhousie as the department head, actually the division head. And when I was there, we changed the division into a department and got approved by
At
faculty
Dal.
council at
Yeah. Yeah.
Dalhousie. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Neat.
Long answer to a short
No,
question.
that's great.